Men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Hey, Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking a little bit about the environment. It is a big movement, of, as you probably heard. And we're also going to be talking about, you know, how it, more important it is for you to heal yourself, you know. And we're going to get into that. And we'll see if we have time for things like lung cancer and some of the other things on our list. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking Lord's face. Hope you are too. And today's devotional, I'm in Psalms 62. And here we're instructed to, you know, here's a heads up. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. So trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. And if riches increase, not set not your heart upon them, because God has spoken once, twice, and I have heard, according to King David, that the power be belongs to God. Also, the Lord belongeth mercy, and he will reward every man according to his work. So, yeah, don't make money your God, because money's the root of all evil. Mm. And mind the time, we're short. So without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, let's see. This is a study on pregnant women in the Corn Belt of Indiana. They say that when women are pregnant and are exposed to high levels of glyphosate, your herbicide Roundup, it could affect pregnancy. So Roundup or glyphosate's your most widely used weed killer, and they've sprayed all over crops. So this is a toxic chemical, and they think there's this link to a lot of serious birth defects, DNA damage, cancer, reproductive problems, and endocrine system disruption. So this new study that got published in the Environmental Health Journal looks at the effect of glyphosate exposure on the length of pregnancy. So out of 71 pregnant women they looked at in Indiana, 90% of them had glyphosate in their urine, and those that had high levels had a shorter pregnancy, not the normal pregnancy gestation. All right, next up in the quack report, sperm count in Western men, they say, is under attack, really serious concern. So infertility crisis, they say, epic proportions in the Western society. The biggest victims are men. These are scientists out of the Hebrew University School of Jerusalem, and they said they had some shocking statistics to share. of the changes that are taking place within the male species over the past several decades. So according to their data, they were compiling these sperm counts in men in the West, and they said on average they're falling 1.4% per year. So another study that was titled Temporal Trends in Sperm Count, also published in the Journal of Human Reproductive Update, researchers at Dundee University in the United Kingdom said that out of 100 studies on reproductive health, they discovered there's this general progressive downward trend in the male fertility. Ooh. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, another reason you should work out is a study that was published in the Journal of Neurology that focused on how physical fitness can protect middle-aged women against cognitive decline. The University of Gothenburg in Sweden conducted the study on physical fitness for middle-aged females. About 90% less risk of developing dementia decades later, they said, if you exercise. So the study looked at women over a course of 44 years, and they tested them every 6 years for cognitive health. And so 32% that had a low fitness level regimen did get dementia. The middle fitness level, 25% got dementia, and out of the very active high fitness level, only 5% developed dementia. So get out there and put your leotard on and get to moving around and protect your brain. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okie dokie. We're going to be talking about the environmental movement a little bit. It can be kind of controversial, you know, whatever side you're on. You know, the environmental movement has kind of gained a lot of momentum in the last decade. And while I'm all for clean water, air, and soil, I see some of the gains undermined by a lot of deception and some exploitation. Now, Earth Day is celebrated every year, and this year it's on April 22nd. And communities and schools and individuals are going to be recycling, reducing their need for plastic, even building with green materials. All good things. But are we missing something much more dangerous than plastic water bottles and diapers in landfills? Now, I can't help but think that the population of the world is straining out a gnat but swallowing a camel. So we're going to check this out. Little history here. Hey, Frank, do you know when Earth Day started? Think back now. When you were a child. You want to guess what year? No, not quite. No, Earth Day really got started, hot and heavy, came official day, we were told 1969, when an activist by the name of John McConnell suggested that we should have a day to honor the Earth near the spring equinox. And here we are. Well, it didn't take long for the United Nations to jump on board in 1970, but then by 2009, they changed the name to International Mother Earth Day. Well, we got lots to talk about on this, but on the other side of this break, be right back.
Bust it.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Talk. Retro. It should have ride, Frank. Well, right before the break, we were talking about Earth Day, when it got started here. And, of course, Frank's guess was it started in 1913, but really it started in 1969. Now, also, a Democratic congressman got involved with the environmental era. Gaylord Nelson also helped, you know, establish Earth Day on a global scale by 1990, so I really got full head of steam there. But really what we're talking about in reality is earth worship. And a lot of times that's what we're talking about, you know, because nature or earth worship is really not new, and it's often referenced in paganism. So earth worship is really based usually on some natural phenomena, and it can cover the worship of nature, fertility gods, and even goddesses. Now, some of the aspects of earth worship would be sacred groves, which you often read about in the Bible when Israel became corrupted, and, you know, and they cut down the groves and they built them up again and all that stuff. Also, sacred mountains and sky deities, standing stones or stone circles like Stonehenge, star worship, totems, tree worship, and water deities. Neptune, ring a bell? Here's a quote from Earth Religion Encyclopedia Britannica that says, Earth religions are also formulated to allow one to utilize the knowledge of preserving the earth. So they create these earth religions, they say, in order to preserve the earth, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. But anyway, the problem man faces is when he worships the created more than the creator. So Mother Earth worship or Gaia or pantheism is really making nature the focus of spiritual worship. So the Egyptians, the Romans, the Greeks, the Jews, they all had their turn at earth worship. Now, in 1923, Fraser Guilford did a series of lectures on worship of nature, and it spanned 5,000 years. His lectures were really amazing. So whether it is today or a millennia ago, people still worship similar gods. Yes, they do. So the gods today could be even celebrities or anything that we put before God, the Son, and Holy Spirit. So anything that you put as a priority before God is really an idol. All right, so we're going to set some limits. Yes, our earth is spectacular, a habitat for living things and man. Man is the steward of it, but man is to oversee and help protect what God created. So where we cross the line is worshiping it. So we can be ethical stewards of our planet without subjecting the population to a lot of pagan ideals. For instance, closing a seaside town, displacing families, and ruining livelihoods to protect a single species of a bird that really didn't need protecting is not using wisdom. All right, so we have to use wisdom to know that if God can create such a massive universe, which he also supports, and mankind in it, we should realize he doesn't need our help, right? We owe God everything, and he owes us nothing, basically. So fretting over temperature changes is really not showing faith in God and his power. It really isn't. Here is a quote from Matthew 6, verse 26, and it says, "Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they?" So if God can support and maintain the foul communities of the globe, he certainly can maintain anything he wants. All right. Here's a true story. Many of you, if you're long-term listeners to Herb Talk, you may remember Congressman Walter Jones was a guest on my show here. And we were talking about North Carolina and the battle between a beach community and the EPA's protection of a sandpiper bird that lived among the beach grass. Do you remember that interview, Frank? That was a while back, but I remember it clearly. According to Congressman Jones, the EPA is a powerful entity, and what they were saying is that people who came to the beach on vacation created too much foot traffic on the beach and threatened the piper bird. So the EPA systematically closed down the beaches, and the community that depended on tourists lost their businesses, lost their homes, and they were devastated. But the story doesn't stop there. Because the people were not walking on the beach, on the dunes, well, the grass became thicker, and then it forced the piper bird out towards the edges of the dune, closer to the water, and exposed them. Wild foxes came in to hunt the piper birds. So the EPA, was so focused on protecting this bird that they hired game and wildlife employees to come out and shoot and kill the foxes that came on the beach. So is this just a loss of common sense or a loss of moral focus as a question? Really? So you're saving a bird that didn't need saving, but now you're killing foxes. You know, you're disrupting the eco-balance here. Well, it's just utter confusion, basically, you know, because while we rally school children this Earth Day to pick up plastic trash off the beaches, our massive agricultural machine is spraying tons of chemical pesticides and herbicides on GMO crops. Hot climate townships will spray their communities this summer with bug repellents, while our sky is saturated with chemical trails. And let's not forget the rabies packets that are dropped from planes and fluoride dumped into our drinking water. So while we are polluting our natural resources, we are pumping numerous diseases into our bloodstream through vaccines. So where is the godly stewardship in that? Let me read you this quote from Pastor Charles Finney. He said this in 1868. Okay? It's quite prophetic. He says, "Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it." End of quote. So, all our moral laws are based on biblical principles, and without them, there is utter confusion. All right, so, we're going to do the best we can. As Earth Day approaches, we can, you know, do our part, protect what God gave us. You know, remember, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, right? So we need to resist those things that weaken and destroy our planet and also our physical bodies. So while we detox our beaches from debris, we need to detox our organs also. So cleansing and nourishing really is a strengthening exercise for our entire system. So when we are strong and wise, we are more than conquerors. So if you want more information on how you can get your certified organic herbal organ body cleanses, you know who to call. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's what they're experts in, immune system boosting and organ cleansing. So you can give them a call and request their free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And if you want to visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, that's you need apothecary herbs. Yep, that's what they're a specialty in, professional strength formulations. So it's not what you're going to get in stores. And they are a game changer. And that's just not me saying that. That's what our customers are saying. All right. We are going to be talking. I know we got a few minutes before our next break, so we're going to set up this next segment here about how we need to be more serious about healing ourselves. Now, if you think about things, all your rights that are God-given to you, one of them is taking care of yourself, right? Yeah. So taking care and healing yourself is a God-given right. So far, the powers that be haven't stripped that from you and made it a, taken and making it a privilege or something of that nature, you know. You can't heal yourself unless you pay a healing tax. You can't have a pet unless you pay a pet tax. You can't travel unless, you know how it goes. All right, so there's really never been a time more important in history than it is right now because, you know, we have toxins just hitting us from every which way. So we have to be more vigilant in our health and what we eat and what we drink. So one way that we look at diet, we look at, and you know, when you change your diet, you're changing the whole spectrum of health in your system metabolically. So food has a lot of power. So the right foods can build up a system, and the wrong food choices can tear it down and make you sick and, create weakness metabolically, can invite disease, give a foothold to disease. I think of this all the time. If you go to YouTube and you pull up some of the Super 8 films of Hawaii on Victory Day, the end of World War II, you see the military personnel, but you also see the civilians in the films, everybody celebrating. Nobody's overweight, because back then I think if you ate out, it was a diner, and the diner actually made food from scratch. They didn't have a lot of fried, prepackaged, frozen stuff. So when we went to convenience foods and some of these things with lots of preservatives and shelf stabilizers and things, we took a wrong turn on the road to health, big time. So, and people are making the wrong food choices out there, okay? I know we got to take a break, Frank. We're going to be right back with more.
Get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about how you have the power to heal yourself, and it's a God-given right to do that. Now, let's talk about some of the dietary changes, your selection of foods, let's say meats, for instance, if you're a meat eater, and even how you prepare the meat is important, because all that's going to have either a positive or negative impact on your health. So, and you want to be selective and go organic with your meats, grass-fed if you're getting red meats, wild-grazed, you know, chickens, and, you know, and really because it cuts down on the type of foods that are given to animals that can be carcinogenic. So, a lot of animals that aren't allowed to graze and roam to eat, they're in stalls and they're fed a lot of, feed, animal feed, and it has a lot of DES in it, which is really diethyl stilbestrol, and it is a carcinogen. So this is in the animal feed. So when you eat, you know, clean and you go organic, it's going to be more important than you ever thought. Okay. So you can cut down on, the high risk of a lot of diseases by, going organic with your meats and then reducing the portion size, because a lot of people that have the healthiest populations, their meat portions are small compared to the, you know, complex carbs and vegetables and fruits. So the Asians, for instance, I mean, if you go to a Chinese restaurant in America, they've Americanized the dish and they've added more meat to it because Americans want more meat. But truly, you get a lot of protein and a lot of vitamins and minerals from your produce. And really eating a whole lot of meat is not really that necessary. So if you're going for your fish, got to be careful where it's coming from the oceans. Basically, I don't eat anything from the Pacific anymore because of Fukushima. And really, farm-raised is an option, but you want to know where that is. I mean, farm-raised overseas is not as healthy as some other places. So, you know, you got to, like, do your homework on where this food is coming from. Then you have to worry about, you know, are the foods, you know, full of hormones and antibiotics and things like that. And, of course, always check out your sources because wild game is an option. Yeah, wild game is an option. Venison, turkey, duck. They will contain more natural potassium, those meats, and they tend to counter harmful acids and help with pH, actually. I'm not a big person on the gamey stuff unless it's cooked a certain way that gets rid of that gamey taste, you know. I know sliced onion can take, like, the gamey taste out of deer, that kind of thing. Well, what about lean meat? Some people say it's better for you. Well, you want to also, you know, make sure that a lot of your fatty meat can help with lecithin. So you need a certain amount of fats, okay? So don't go totally lean. You need a lot of healthy fats to counteract the bad cholesterol. Watch if you're a big I'm king of the grill kind of person, you put all the meat on the grill. If you totally eat meat from barbecues, there's a higher carcinogen rate from meat cooked on grills, so just keep that in mind. So you want to make sure that you get an authentic organic foods, and you want to get the ones with the omega-3 fatty acids in them. They counteract the harmful omega-6 fatty acids and help keep those free radicals in check. So, you know, your fatty fishes like your salmon, your mackerel, your sardines are going to have those omega-3s in there, and they're going to be better than, let's say, scavenger fishes. Now, I know a lot of people like shellfish and catfish and stuff, but this is a lot of scavenger seafood. It's a different kind of meat, Okay. And I personally stay with the kind of fish that has scales on it, and it's a cleaner type of meat. So, yeah, and I skip the pork as well. I don't eat pork at all. And potassium, natural potassium in these foods is really important for heart health. So one of your heart foods is really potassium. So you're going to find potassium in a lot of foods, your animal meats, poultry, fish, legumes, vegetables, fruits, whole grains. Try to go with the ancient grains because, you know, skip the GMOs, too much glyphosate on that stuff. And potassium is necessary because it helps neutralize the bad acids to maintain a good pH in your system and doesn't give disease a foothold. So if your potassium gets low, it can make you more vulnerable to heart disease. And a lot of drugs people are on will deplete them of potassium, so you got to watch that. So now the Greeks, for instance, they would take olives, about a dozen olives, and they would steep them like to make a tea. And what this made was a potent potassium broth or liquid. And it was you would drink it, and it would heal the heart, according to the Greek writings. And people say, well, when they think of potassium, they think of bananas. You know, a lot of people think of bananas. Yeah, bananas are high in potassium, but they have seeds in the center of the fruit. And if you take those seeds out and roll them between your fingers, you'll see that they can actually cut you. Okay, so they're sharp. And banana seeds are very sharp, have sharp edges, and they can cut like glass. So be aware of that. And they can impact your intestines in a very bad way. So, bananas. Now, what about nuts? Oh, I love nuts. I love nut meats. They are great, excellent source of protein and fats, the healthy kind of fat that's really not going to be devastating to you. The best are really nuts that are in hard shells like almonds, because hard shells nuts resist rancidity better, and they have more natural oils and lecithin in them. And these are really nutrients that help feed the nervous system, your glands, and your brain. So watch the imported nuts because of fumigation laws here in the United States. If you're getting bulk nuts on the dock, they chemical treat this stuff or radiate it. So I love sunflower seeds. They help if you have trouble gaining weight. You can add sunflower seeds because they help you pick up weight. So sunflower seeds are great. If you don't want weight gain, while you get some nutrition, then try sesame seeds instead. All right, so, you know, a lot of people worry about a lot of things. And I know some of the shortwave listeners have heard of the guy Alfred Adask. Miss Al on the shortwave. He's writing a book, I understand. So God bless him. I hope he's successful. But he did some research once, and he told me about the U.S., the Federal Code 21, and he says it's a definition of a drug. And I was just really surprised to see that the federal government describes you and me as an animal under this drug definition. So here it is. This is Code 21, USCA 321, paragraph G1, defining a drug. It says this: the term drug means articles recognized in the official U.S. pharmacopoeia, official homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States, or official national formulary, or any supplement to any of them, and articles intended or for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, and prevention of disease in man or other animals. So it was that sentence. Why is it written like that? Why not man or animals? Why is it written man or other animals? So obviously, I mean, because the legal people in the legal department, they're word Nazis. So that's intended, you know? That's not a mistake. And so articles that goes on to say, like, food intended to affect the structure and function of the body of man or other animals, and the articles intended for use in the component of any article specified in such clause. So basically what they're saying is water is a drug because it affects the body. It affects the structure and function of the body. So, you know, if you're dehydrated, somebody gives you water, they're saying that's a drug. That's a medical treatment. How do you like those liberals now, huh? Yeah. All right, so let's look at God makes a way, you know, because it's really interesting that animals, according to our faith in God, our belief in the Word of God is truth. And, you know, God created us in His image to subdue the earth, have dominion over everything in it, you know, be good stewards of it. But our federal government recognizes God's creation of man as a declaration of independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that man, all men are created equal, right? But we're now subjected to being animals in the federal code. So all interesting. The AMA and pharmaceutical companies also establishing to impose really... If you think about it, we've got paganism in our medical system because the caduceus medical symbol is really traced all the way back to Babylon and in paganism, the staff with the snake. Also, the word pharmacy or pharmakia really in ancient Babylon referred to witchcraft. So, you know, if you trace it on back, and you connect the dots, then you can see why, you know, we've got a lot of poisonous substances in medicine. And I'm saying medicine has got some good areas. I think trauma care is a good area. Anatomy, learning how the body works is good. But, you know, radiation, opioids and things like this are killing people. You know, abortion, you know, those things, not good. Not good at all. So basically, you have the power. You have the power to treat yourself, heal yourself, according to God's will, according to God's way. And he shows you how to do that in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He says, herbs are here for the service of man, healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So there you go. I know I'm coming up to another break, Frank. I know. We're going to be talking about what we don't want to mix when we're talking about prescription meds and herbs. On the other side of this break, we're going to be talking about why you don't want to do that, and a lot of people do, not what you want to do, and we're going to explain why. So stay tuned. We got more on the other side. Of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Be talking about why we don't want to mix our herbal supplements with our prescription drugs, you know, because one out of every three adults between the ages of 34 to 65 are mixing herbs and their prescription medicines together. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, isn't that part of that CAM, that complementary alternative medicine movement anyway? Well, most physicians don't know enough about herbs to advise their patients, and they also don't know enough about prescribed medicines to advise their patients, to be honest, because they're only going on the literature they get in the advertisement, also known as a medical journal, on a lot of these things. So when you take, let's say, one prescription medication, chemically, metabolically, it creates 100 different chemical changes in your body. So if you take two prescription medications, that creates 100 times 100 chemical changes in your body. Now, you may think your doctor and your pharmacist know exactly what those 10,000 chemical changes are, but they don't. They, after that one drug, they have no idea how many changes you're going to have and what order you're going to have them. And that's why when you get your drug at your pharmacist and, you know, you've got the little spit out stuff, they staple it to your bag of the side effects. Those are only the most common side effects typically listed. If you want the uncommon and most dangerous and deadly ones, you need to look it up either on the internet or get a physician's desk reference and look up your medication that way, because everything's listed there. They don't know. You're like the biggest lab rat ever in the history of planet Earth when you're taking a bunch of prescription pills. And, you know, the older you get, the more drugs they want to put on you because of all the side effects you're getting from the drugs you were put on in the first place. And side effects are really just a nice name for secondary disease. Okay, because that's what a side effect is. Because legally a doctor can't prescribe a medication for a non-disease. Okay, so if you're taking, a heart drug, and all of a sudden, you get a symptom, let's say, knee pain. If you're on a cholesterol drug, let's say your joints start to hurt. Well, then you get a pain medicine or something for your joints. So that means that the cholesterol drug just gave you secondary disease, and now you're prescribed a drug for that. So that's how that works. A lot of people say, well, I just don't want to take these drugs anymore. But if you've been on drugs a while, I want to say longer than 6 months, what happens is the body uses it as a crutch. So the drug is substituting some sort of action that the body should be performing. And therefore, then the body just kind of, takes a siesta and puts its feet up and just, gets weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. So you just can't, cut these drugs off cold turkey because you're going to crash and burn metabolically. So there's a smart way to do it. And it's known as a gradual step-down weaning process. And some people have, an idea what that means. And if you ask the average person, they're going to say, well, I'll just half my pill or quarter my pill and take that. Or I'll take my pill today and skip tomorrow. But that's not subtle enough and that's not gradual enough. There is a way that it should be done, and that's not the way it's done. Now, the most common combinations of herbs and drugs that people are using, especially a lot of the over-the-counter products, you know, for things like colds and flus and allergies. Well, they're mixing those medications with, let's say, echinacea root to help boost immune system, and they're doing it by about 41% of the time. So you don't want to use immune boosting herbs like echinacea root with, let's say, antibiotics, because antibiotics suppress immunity and echinacea boosts it. So you got two things working against each other and they cancel one another out. So you don't want to ever do that. And so you have two elements that don't help you at all. So now next is really the birth control hormone category. A lot of people will take these birth control pills and then take ginseng or a lot of these energy drinks. They're said to be an aphrodisiac to give you lots of energy. And they're doing this about 25% of the time. There's really not a whole lot of counterindications in mixing synthetic hormones with ginseng, but I don't advocate mixing herbs with any medicines at all because of unknown side effects, okay, or interactions that we don't know yet. Now, if you're mixing ginkgo with, let's say, prescription drugs like anticoagulants, circulatory herbs with anticoagulants, you just want to be careful because a lot of people are on blood thinners, diuretics, and stuff. And if you're using herbs, it could be a precarious situation. You want to monitor your blood pressure really carefully and so forth. Same thing with blood sugar issues. But you want to go about it the smart way if you're going to do anything. The only thing I do, I would, if it were me, if I was on drugs, not on any, but if I were, and I wanted to get off of them, then I may use the herbs as a strengthener as I reduce the prescription med. So like a seesaw, as one goes down, the other goes up. So this way the metabolic area is not without support. And so a lot of people are mixing a lot of their favorite herbs. Like garlic is a natural blood thinner. And then if you're taking blood thinners like Coumadin, Werfen, or some of the new generation blood thinners, then your blood's going to be too thin. Okay, and also if you're having any kind of surgery, they're asking you now, are you using garlic, because surgeons know you'll bleed more and you have to stay off the garlic before the surgery. Basically, I think you should pick one form of therapy or the other, you know, and try not to mix so many of them together. Let me read you this quote by P.J. O'Rourke. He said this in 1947. And he said, no drug, not even alcohol, causes the fundamental ills of society. If we're looking for the sources of our troubles, we shouldn't test people for drugs. We should test them for stupidity, ignorance, greed, and the love of power. Ooh, snap, right? Well, you know, last year, 25% of Americans got introduced to some form of natural product, herbs, because, you know, maybe they found themselves without health care, or maybe they did have health care insurance but didn't have the money for the copay or deductibles and so forth. So Americans got introduced to something natural, and when they couldn't afford the standard medical allopathic care. Now, sometimes a problem can be a blessing in disguise, right? Sometimes that's the case. So, you know, you're introduced to something natural to strengthen and heal yourself. Maybe it was for a head or chest cold. Usually, those type of complaints are 30% of the cases. Those are the people that, you know, get introduced to some herbal medicines for that. Or sometimes it's muscle pain. About 16% of the time, that's how people get introduced to herbs to deal with their inflammation and pain. The other part, 11%, it's digestive problems. I don't know how many times I get calls from people in Saudi Arabia for digestive herbs, because they eat a lot of rich food over there, and they've just got lots of problems. A lot of newly converted individuals tend to then address their health with the natural solutions. You know, if it comes up again, they'll say, hey, well, that worked before, so I'm just going to do that again instead of having to take off from work and go to the doctor and blah, 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 blah. And so now a lot of people are also saying, you know, well, I need more energy, or I need more this or more that. And I'm like, well, there's the ginsengs, which give you a lot of stamina, especially if you're coming off a long convalescence, you know, if you've been sick a while. Great to have those sometimes. Spirulina, alfalfa, and barley got lots of single-cell plant proteins, more than a steak. Yeah. So, you know, people say, no, I can't believe that. Oh, you're kidding me, a plant? I'm like, yeah. I mean, where did the cow get strong, big muscles? He ate grass. Yeah, plants have protein. They have minerals and protein, lots of nutrition in there. So a lot of people want to address their diabetes, and they're looking for things like the juniper monosperma, the white juniper berry, the fenugreek herb, to help their body manage the blood sugars a little bit better. There's a valerian root for calming the nerves so they don't have to take, you know, psychotropic drugs and things like that. So there's a lot you could do. Hawthorn berries to, naturally protect from blood clots. Been scientifically tested, works just as good or better than the drugs. So there's lots of natural things out there. Remember, God said herbs are here for the healing of the nations and for the service of man, and God can't lie. So if you believe your scripture and you believe that, then why are you waiting for? You know, herbs are here. So everything you put in your system has an impact. Think about that. So if you're looking for some natural solutions to everyday problems, trust God. He's telling you, I have what you need. And then don't recongest the system with really bad lifestyles, okay? Mediterranean diet's probably your safest, healthiest diet that you can manage to have. So easy to convert to. A lot of omega-3 fatty acids and healthy for you. So check that out. A lot of fresh foods. You got to make your own. No convenience stuff. You got to do it yourself. Not hard. 20, 30 minutes in the kitchen, you got it handled. And you better food prep so that you can take it with you during the week so you're not eating out a lot. So if you want to check out thepowerherbs.com, get a free catalog, see how easy it is to re-educate yourself and your body into the healthy way. It is an amazing thing, the power you have. Just doing that, a lot of power. Take it back. It's yours. God give it. Give it to you, okay? It is not a privilege. It's a right to be well and to heal thyself. So thepowerherbs.com puts the power back in your hands. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. We are going to have time for the lung cancer thing, so we're going to have to save that for next time. And if you're on the newsletter list, look for that. That go out each week in your email. So the American Survival goes out on Tuesdays and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So you can sign up at thepowerherbs.com and just click on the Books and Newsletters tab and sign up there. It is delivered by email only, so you have to have email to receive it. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, because if you're serious about it,